So, Representative Seaton, I don't have to tell you that people are still reeling from one of the deadliest school shootings in history in Parkland, Florida, where a former student shot and killed 17 people. What steps do you think need to be taken to prevent another tragedy like this from happening?
The exact solutions we're going to have to look at, you know, there are a number of things and background checks and all that need to be tightened up. But, you know, if there's a background check or if somebody is acting in ways that would tend to make people nervous that something might occur, there has to be something in the law that allows some action to be taken as well. So those are, you know, balancing civil rights and protection is something that we have to do, and we have to make sure that we protect our citizens and work on many things. We also are going to have to look at, are there bump stocks and those things that we can take action on here that really aren't any necessary part of the Second Amendment.
Alaska has one of the most relaxed gun laws in the nation. Does that a concern for you?
Well, of course, you know, gun ownership in Alaska is higher than almost every place. It is, you know, part of our ethos here in Alaska, and we're going to have to work those two things together and figure out how we can make sure that the Alaska culture is recognized, as well as making sure that guns aren't in the hands of people that are, you know, ready to do these kinds of actions. So it is going to be a balancing act, but there are steps that we can take immediately as well as in the longer term.
What are those steps? What plans do you have to address this in the legislature?
Well, I think that, you know, we're looking at background checks and how those are done and those kind of qualifications. There's also, you know, the mental health of Alaskans has been a problem. We have a lot of mental health and difficulties, and hopefully we're getting more services. I've been talking to folks about how we can make more people available that can actually provide those services. That's one of the problems, is mental health services are very restrictive as to who can provide those and bill Medicaid for those now. And we can look for changing that so that we have more providers as well.
Kids from Homer High and Homer Middle School did a walkout this week. What message do you want to send to them about improving school safety?
Well, I think that we're going to be looking at what we can do to help that. You know, legislation takes time, but I think that they, in their peaceful demonstrations, bringing awareness to that, not only in Homer, but other areas across the state, will help stimulate action by the legislature. So congratulations to them